The reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1, is one of my favourite readings. I can remember being in junior school and really wanting to read it as part of the Christmas service that we were doing. But another child got to, and I remember being really disappointed. I think back then it was more to do with being able to read something in the service and about wanting the hard reading more than understanding what it was all about. It is a bit of a tongue twister with words repeated and John not really saying who he is talking about. In the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, they give us the genealogies of Jesus and accounts of the birth narratives, which we hear each Christmas time. The Gospel of Mark misses all of that and starts with Jesus being baptized by John. The Gospel of John takes a different spin, though, to all of them. He uses words like word and light to describe who Jesus is in his relationship with God. This is Jesus' origin story. This is how it all begins. For the gospel starts with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." Sound familiar? Genesis chapter 1 starts with the same three words. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There is a mystery that we may never fully understand about how God and the Word, Jesus, are two and yet one in the divine communication between them. In the Old Testament, the word of the Lord was normally given by a messenger or a prophet sent by God, to whom the people listened to or ignored completely. John has no need to use the phrase, "the word of the Lord," when writing, as the word is enough to explain who he means. Yet he also uses light to describe Jesus. A few weeks ago, we had a Christingle service at church, which is about Jesus being the light of the world. Trying to find a child-friendly way of explaining why Jesus is called the light of the world is not an easy thing to do. However, a few years ago, I came across this phrase. Jesus is called the light of the world because he shows who God is and what he is like. But what does that mean for us this Christmas? In a year where we have seen weather systems wipe out towns and cities and cause damage across the world, where prices of food and petrol and energy have continued to fluctuate, where Ukraine is still fighting against a Russian invasion, as well as the unrest and fighting in other countries, where children in this country will still go hungry, and where food banks are needed to provide food for those who have very little. Where in all of this is the light of God shining? So I would invite you to find a crib scene or light a candle and see the light that it gives to the room you're in. Yes, all those things are happening to us and around us. And yet in all of that, God is with us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. In the mystery of the incarnation, Emmanuel, God is with us. In all that we go through, the good, the bad, and the ugly, God is with us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. All at St. Peter and St. Paul's Kympton wish you a very peaceful Christmas, as well as a peaceful New Year.